It's an Odin linebacker slogging out a great finish here. Linebacker trying hard, trying to get on terms with a node. Nose and nose, they go to the wire, and linebacker. A nose and only a nose to a node.
He's much better than what you've seen today. He's had a very good blow. He's had a good time between runs, so I'm not worried about the margin. I just know what he's got under the bonnet, so it's exciting.
You know, we're happy with our bloke. He's made a great transition. He's in an upward spiral, and he's got a very bright future.
And you'll lock in the champagne. It's not about the size. It's over a mile.
No, we just want them other fellas to beat each other up next week, have a hard run, you know, get into the trenches, and we'll just come up in the champagne with a bit of fresh legs and a nice young colt on the way up.
So this is him here.
And has this always been the plan to put him in this race, or?
Sort of, yeah. He sort of was always showing above average ability from day one, and then sort of it was obviously coming into the autumn with a nice sense of timing, and you know, thought that he would potentially get to sort of 1400, maybe a mile. And then when he sort of won with dominance of 1300 first up, sort of plan to potentially give him another three runs, not overtax him. And obviously this was going to probably be the main target, you know, with obviously the Bayou second up, size going to come a bit soon probably. So, yeah, sort of. I think, you know, if there was ever a moment he was not really ready for it, obviously we're going to do what's best interest. But he sort of answered every call and you know, fingers crossed, continue to improve, you know, each week.
All season I was just sort of targeting this race, hoping that the really good colts would run out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
As luck would have it, most of them have. So, but Michael's filly, you know, is very talented, and she's raced well in the slipper and then won the size. So, incredibly respectful of her. And but our colt is coming to a nice peak on Saturday. I've always been keen to get him to a mile and a mile at Randwick, and I think it'll be a nice trip for him.
And the Bellew, he had a real hard run there, didn't he? He had to give it everything to get past a node.
Well, you see, you know, he's coming, he had his first that run, then he had a you know, a couple of weeks off, and then, you know, like he wasn't screwed down for that race. And a node, you know, Gay and Adrian sort of played us at their own strength.
Yeah.
And that reflected on the clock. So, you know, he had a really good blow after that, which was good to see, improve off that, toughen him up. And again, you should expect for improvements third up now.
And you know Manal pretty well because you rode Manal first three starts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, she's obviously, she's been there and done it now, and she's a Group 1 winner. And she's definitely going to be the one to beat. She's got a lot of class about her.
Yep.
But she's been up quite a long time as well. She was here for the first two-year-old jump outs and trials where linebackers sort of come along through a different path. And, you know, he hasn't been in them tough runs like the slipper and the size, you know, where Manal has. So in saying that, I did see her this morning and she looks in good order. So she's definitely going to be hard to beat.
And were you, because you bought him from Karaka, were you there when you bought him?
Yeah, it was, yeah. So we actually got a bit of an itch. Got a, we do a tour with a few owners, each December, and we go to all the farms. And he was a horse that sort of hit us straight away when we were on farm.
Yeah.
Hanui.
Yep.
So we went back for sale, you know, with good intentions that he could be one to pull into our bracket, which sort of, you know, was sort of between 200,000 and 300,000 probably.
Yeah.
And we got him for 160, which we were very happy about. So occasionally you get a bit of luck at the sales, perhaps.
Yeah. And what were the qualities that made you?
He was just an athlete, and he was a powerful horse, nice pedigree, but yeah, just a real athlete. You know, it's just sometimes at the sales, it all depends on the demand and the people you're bidding against. And but I guess we just got a bit lucky this time, maybe.
And talking about lucky, if you were lucky enough for him to win on Saturday, he'd become a stallion prospect himself for sure, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. Yeah, if he can win on Saturday, that would secure that. Which, you know, is exciting for all the owners, and it's one of the big sort of
it's what you're all trying to do.
It's the dream for a lot of owners and trainers. And
sounds like you guys think he's one of the better horses to come through your stable. Is he potential as a weight for age horse? later in life?
Well, I think Saturday is going to be very definitive in what happens in the spring. You know, yes. Like if he was to win on Saturday, well then that opens a lot of doors for him in the spring, and we'd have a pretty conventional path then to take. But you know, if he gets beat, then we'd have probably reassess and you know, maybe take an easier route or something like that. Because it's incumbent to try and win a Group One with him, and obviously he's shown the capacity that he's capable of doing so.
Yeah. And when you say it'd open a lot of doors for him if he won on Saturday, is that because he would automatically qualify for a particular race,
yeah,
or just that he shows he's up to that level?
Well, both. You know, like obviously wins on Saturday, he's sort of qualified to run in Cox Plates and what have you. And so, you know, like just open, we don't have to sort of try and qualify him along the way, you know, so just poke along and have him ride on the day without worrying about too much. So, but if he got beat, well then, you know, obviously you might leave him home running a sprint champion, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, like those sort of, that's what I mean by, so the Saturday is a definitive race, not only for his two-year-old career, but what we do with him in the spring.
Yeah, you know? Exciting. And obviously, if you win a Group One, it's a colt, it sort of changes things for you.
Well, it is, because he's the only colt to win a Group One at two.
Yeah.
So, albeit, you know, there was a bunch of others running around in the features, you know, like if he wins on Saturday, he's the only one. So that also adds plenty of merit to his performances. And yeah, he'll remain unbeaten as a two-year-old. So there's a lot of things to like about him someday.
A lot of play for John O'Shea Racing. So this vlog that we're making is all about sort of celebrating young people in racing. What's your message to people out there who love racing and want to get into it?
Well, we've got a philosophy in our yard that we want to promote young people. And so, as you see with young Tom and Jackson and, you know, my young foreman Chloe, we've got a bunch of young people that provide plenty of enthusiasm and, you know, they challenge you all the time, which is great. But if you're a young person wanting to get in our game, it's the right time to do it, you know, because you can go anywhere in the world, get a job. You can work in remarkable circumstances with, you know, beautiful horses. And, you know, we've got the later starts now, so it's not like you're getting out of bed at 3 a.m, you're getting out at a respectable time. And this time of year, it's very, very exciting. And, you know, it's a thrilling industry to be in, you know, like, so extremely rewarding. And I tell you what, for young women, man, 70% of my staff are women, mm-hmm, you know, so it's also, you know, great for young women to, there's sort of no impediment. You know, our senior staff are women, and, you know, so I think that for young people in our game, there's no better time to be involved.
They're just going to do a very routine piece of work, just from the 1,000 through from the 600 and just come up in hand. A very natural horse. Don't need to ask him too many questions. Mm-hmm. He'll show you it if required. So he doesn't need a lot of stimulation. He's a very natural, competitive horse. So, you know, a similar piece of work he did last week here at the Breakfast with the Stars sort of,
yep,
thing.
So he'll reach full gallop in the last part of it?
He probably won't reach quite max speed.
Yeah.
But the last 200 he'll be going pretty quick. But without being stretched out.
And what happens to him after today? So we're Tuesday, 4 days away from racing. What's the rest of his week look like?
Very, very easy day tomorrow. Probably should have quite a couple of canters. Thursday, we may just do a bit of even pace work. We'll just assess that nearer the time. And then again, Friday, an easy day. He may go to the beach tomorrow. Probably not, though. He might have a swim, mm-hmm, Friday or Thursday. But yeah, this sort of work will be done basically from today.
Is there anything you can do to let him know that it's game day on Saturday?
He'll know.
Yeah.
He knows. Yeah, he's, you know, like I said, some horses need probably more stimulation than others. He's got plenty of sort of presence about him. Can be a bit of a show off at times. So
yeah.
I think he'll know what he's there to do. Hopefully.
Nice solid piece of work. It was good through the line, so.
Proved again?
Yeah.
Last week?
Yeah. Wasn't a lot between last week's gallop and this week.
Yeah, yeah.
He was pretty close, but he probably relaxed a little bit better,
yeah,
during the gallop, so he's a little bit fitter. And obviously that track's got a bit of give in it this morning, which he enjoyed too.
You've been in the game a really long time, but you're still quite a young person, and this vlog is sort of talking to people about the opportunity for young people in racing. Obviously racing's, you know, given you a lot of rewards in the time that you've been in it.
Yeah, definitely. It's provided me with a great life, but I've got four kids as well, and it's now providing them with a great life. And and just to be a part of, you know, racing, to do things with animals, and we look at horses and what they do, not just for the racing industry, but, you know, kids in hospital and people going through tough times. They're just one of them animals that, you know how to be gentle when it's time to be. And I was lucky enough that my father was a trainer and I got brought into the industry without a choice. But I've met plenty of people along the way from different backgrounds, people that have grown up with nothing and been in very tough situations when they were growing up at a young age, whether it's being in an environment at home that hasn't been great growing up, whether it's been drugs or alcohol, and they've been, you know, subject to that, and they've sort of gone to take a bit of a bad road, and racing's got them back on track. It's given them something to strive for, and that's the thing. You don't have to grow up in the industry. Anyone can be a jockey, anyone can be a trainer or a farrier. You know, it's, you don't have to, you know, have a background in it, and anyone can be good at it. So yeah, it's something for everyone, and there's a lot of nice people in the sport.
All right, mate, race day is here. We've got a little bit of rain, which I think you guys wanted, right?
Yeah, we wanted a bit of rain. I don't know whether we wanted this much. It's obviously heavy 10. Adds a bit of a different dimension to it. Things we can control look to be in order.
Yep.
But weather's just something you have to deal with, I guess.
Mate, you've been in this position many times. Big race day, Group 1 race, you know, close to favourite in it. Anything feel a bit different today? Or
no, just really relaxed because we're ready. And horses in great order. And, you know, all the things that we got control of, we're really happy with. So if something happens in the race out of our hands, well, that's que sera. But, you know, the horse is ready to go and he's in good order. And we're looking forward to the day.
And did you chat with Tommy at all, or did you just leave it all up to him?
We had a little chat. I just pointed out the things that this horse likes, and he's got an understanding of that. You know, we don't want to be sort of hemmed away. We want a free-flowing race, and we want to ideally take the sprint out of the filly, you know. Yeah. So, you know, if we make it a sit and sprint, well, she'll be too sharp for us. But if we drag her out from, you know, from a good bit out, well, we'll see what, you know, if she's worthy contender or not. So that'll be our strategy, and not being silly, but we just don't want to sort of canter along and think we're going to out-sprint it, because we won't.
Yeah.
So we want a nice, good gallop, steady gallop, and then, you know, try and drag the sprint out of them when we can.
And there's been a big push for broadsiding as well. I don't know if you noticed that.
Well, I think that just the backup. Yep. You know, like the horse is backing up on heavy ground. He's proven it the trip, you know, and he wasn't that far behind linebacker when they met. So, you know, I think that, you know, professionals will be thinking he's a fit horse, he's backing up, and that's a good credentials on a day like today.
Yeah, all right, best of luck, mate.
Cheers.
All right, I'm here with the boss of Race Connects, Molly. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Now, you work at Racing New South Wales. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your role at Racing New South Wales?
Yeah, so I am a marketing executive at Racing New South Wales. So a lot of the stuff that I cover goes across events, PR, communications, and this Race Connects event as well. So all about bringing the young people to the industry and into the sport, whether they are diehard punters or they've never been to the races before. We want everyone to come along and just experience it.
Yeah, and you've done a great job today. It's a pretty good crowd. It's pretty early in the day. I think it's going to really start pumping later on. Are you a hot dog time machine fan? Will we see you over there?
Okay. I am. I am a DJ fan, so hopefully there'll be a lot of people out there with me after the last.
I'll bet. I actually bought tickets to his concert at Horden in 3 months from now, so I'm pumped to get a little bit of a sneak peek before that.
Exactly.
In the Champagne Stakes, do you have an opinion on that? Are you Team Manal or Team Linebacker?
Well, I'm Team Linebacker. I think I'm a massive John O'Shea fan, so I'm hoping that he can pull through today and get a win for his stable.
I'm here with one of the stars from Sky Racing, Brody Nixon. How are you, mate? They're about to go in for race 6. You've got a fantastic view. We've made it to the Race Connects party at the Conservatory. Before we have a bit of a chat about that, let's talk about the great racing in front of us, the two Group 1s, the Champagne Stakes and the All Aged. What's your opinion of them?
I found the All Aged very tough. If you're finding Espiona on top, you get a bit nervous, don't you, heading into the race. So I've had a little spec on her, and in regards to Champagne, I think it's a ripper. Linebacker at start number 3, broadsiding was brilliant last week. Tom Kint won the race, same race last year, and Godolphin seemed to target the Fern Hill. And I think James Cummings might have been the last person to do the Fern Hill Champagne double. But basically, I'm going in circles. I'm just keen to take on Manal. So I think linebacker and broadsiding are the way I'm going.
Okay, that suits us because we're all in on Team Linebacker. So good to hear that. And so Race Connects, you're here as a guest of Race Connects. Great initiative. You're having a good time. It's a pretty good party in there. The weather hasn't really done its thing for us, but still pretty good.
It's been a bit Melbourne-like. It's been raining sideways, sunny at the moment. It was like that early. It's going a bit back and forth. But no, the girls and the boys at Race Connects, they just do a wonderful job. I've been there a couple of times. I'm hosting today with Kirsten Duke, yep. co-worker at Sky Racing. And they get along to young people in racing and they change it up a little bit. But a big thing is there's a good mix as well. There's a lot of people who have worked in the industry in stables. A lot of people worked in the media. There's older people, younger people. And a lot of these people here trackside, they're coming through friends and family. And a lot aren't actually bettors. Mm-hmm. They come here, they learn about the racing. They see really good days, get a couple of cheap drinks and roll on into food and drinks this afternoon. And more often than not, we have a DJ and they run into a really nice afternoon. You go out for a few drinks after, get to know these people.
You're in a great position now in your career. How did you end up where you are at Sky Racing?
I'm very lucky. I literally applied for a job towards the end of COVID up in Brisbane 2020, I think it was. I was at uni working as a landscape labourer. I was working at a cafe, applied for the job, was lucky enough to get it.
Right.
And so, whereas other people...
As a presenter, or did you have to start at a...
No, as a presenter, yeah. started down the bottom. We have a shift called Tab Audio, where the audio goes in the pubs. You yep. work as the little audio boy for that, do a little bit of microphone work, slowly working behind the scenes with some international stuff, Sky 2, Sky 1. So it's a bit of a grind, but of course, in the media, it has to be. You yeah. have to learn your ropes before you get yeah, on air, absolutely. And you're always still learning.
Are you a lifer now? Is this you forever, this industry?
I hope so. I really do hope so. I've been lucky enough to do a little bit of form on track, a little bit of form on radio, so hopefully it can continue. And the great thing about racing is there's so many different avenues. You can work on track, behind the scenes. Of course, you can work in stables as well.
And just quickly, your background. You've come over from England. Your father was a trainer over there.
So, you know, really lucky. Brought up around horses my whole life, sort of pony club, riding, did a bit of pony racing, used to ride out at home until I got too big.
Yeah.
And then, you know, went to America for a bit, Newmarket for a bit, and sort of came down here with a horse for Melbourne Cup, and went home after 3 months, and then sort of wanted to explore it a bit further down here, so came back down to Sydney and sort of bumped into John up at Magic Million. I didn't have a job at this point.
Yeah.
And a few people sort of said he was a good person to work for, and he sort of just come back from Godolphin, so sort of ideally on the way up.
Yeah.
Sort of linked up from there, and just over five, I think we're 5 years now, nearly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you obviously find it a really rewarding industry to be in?
Yeah, I love it. Love horses. So that's where passion probably first came, and love the competitive nature.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
So you say you're quite competitive. Does that mean that you'd like to end up one of the top trainers in New South Wales or wherever you end up one day?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So I'll probably, you know, start to go training over the next maybe a year or so, maybe less.
Yeah.
We'll see. But yeah, for sure. It's sort of what I've strived to do for, you know, good sort of maybe 10 years. Maybe a bit longer even. That'll be the dream.
And linebacker, you've got a small ownership in him as well, correct?
Very small.
Yeah.
When we did a tour in New Zealand, as we do every year, and he was also really stuck out when we saw him back in December, so a few months before the sale. And as soon as we bought him, we thought we got him quite cheap, to be fair, and I said, I'll take a small share.
Yeah.
A lot of people wanted to come in, so I sort of
downsized a bit. Diluted.
But which is great. You more people in, the better, and there's some great people in him. So, that's how that came about.
And this is your first time ever owning a horse in a Group 1 race, correct?
Yeah, I owned plenty of slow ones.
Yeah.
Annoyingly, with more percentage.
Yep.
But
I owned an extremely slow one. Ran last year, last weekend. But
at least you're racing at Randwick.
That's right. That's what the whole day was about.
Could have been last at Kembla.
Yeah, that might happen. So.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about your journey into racing and how you ended up working with John and here on a day like today?
Yeah, so my father was a hobbyist trainer in Armidale, which he only ever had sort of one to three horses in work at a time. And then sort of did that through school and then eventually finished school, moved to Sydney to play cricket.
Yep.
Found out pretty quick I needed a job to live in Sydney.
Yeah.
And took a job with John just as a casual stable hand.
Yeah.
And that was nearly 4 years ago, yeah. So it's gone quick, slowly progressed through there, but yeah, loving it.
What are your roles with John? What kind of stuff do you do?
So I just took the start of the job as just office and admin.
Yep.
I slowly sort of started to work a little bit through the grades, I guess.
Yeah.
Just trying to do it more and more, but John's really good, like, he lets me progress and keeps learning, and I've sort of taken to the bloodstock and the yearling sales side of things. So hopefully we can ground out a bit of a path there.
Yeah, and you're a lifer now. You're not going anywhere. This is your career.
Yeah, I think I'm chips in, I think. Yeah, yeah. I think this would be me now. I love it.
Obviously, Gaze has got the speed, but first foul on a heavy track last start. So I'm not sure how far it's going to take us in the race, but if it starts dropping out at the half mile, I'll just keep him happy, and keep him on the bit for as long as we can going forward. Good luck. Cheers.
Good luck, Tommy.
Good luck, Tommy.
Rain's coming down. This is what we live for. This is what we want.
This is tragic.
This is what we want. This is what we want. Good luck, Johnny.
Ralph Can't, Tommy.
Dig in, linebacker.
Trouble.
Too good.
Still a very good run, though.
Very good run.
Good
run. We'll take that. It's a shame, but we'll take it.
Well done, mate. Still a great run.
It's all right, huh? Oh, 200 to go. Anyway, we'll live with that.
Very proud of him. It still hurts a lot getting beaten in Group 1, especially when you think you're homie. He dashed well, he's inexperienced. Wouldn't say it cost him. James got me fair and square in the end, but he's still raw. You know, he's gonna appreciate another prep under his belt. But he just had a filly come up inside of him in the gates today, and you'll see he had one lunge once he got a sniff of her, and then he just didn't stand up great, but didn't really affect him. He got into his lovely rhythm, and I was very proud of him.
Your third start in the race, and I'm seeing you through one, so you're right here, which is cracking. We'll get you ready for the Caulfield Guineas, and I think Caulfield will really suit you, and we'll see what we can achieve here with that.
Anyway, you go to New Zealand.
You must be proud, mate.
Yeah, fantastic. Just didn't quite work out in the end, but no excuses. Just beaten by a better one on the day, I'd say. Testing conditions, third start in the Group 1 over a mile, so really credible effort. Lots of support.
And what John was just saying then about what's up for the spring Caulfield Guineas, you know, the world is his oyster. Really exciting times for the ownership group and you.
Yeah, no, he's got, it's all ahead of him. He said at the start of the year, we're running second in Champagne. I thought, may not even had a run by now. So, it's all ahead of him for sure. He's going to improve so much off this preparation. And, just really exciting for everyone.
Yeah. Mate, thank you so much for the insight you've allowed us all. People really enjoy this. So you're a credit to John and the stable. So thank you very much. And I'm sure everyone's really going to look forward to following linebacker through the spring and beyond and all your other runners. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well done, mate.
They said we wouldn't play. They said it was too wet.